Polyphonics and Step on Me Old Size 9.
Radio 1.
It's 3 o'clock on Radio 1 with the latest news, Claire Bradley.
Two planes have crashed into the tallest buildings in New York.
Radio 1 Newsbeat.
Two aircraft have crashed into the World Trade Center in New York. First, a plane hit the West Tower of the center, causing a gaping hole at the top of the building. Pictures were beamed live around the world, and as television audiences watched, a second plane crashed into the other tower. It's thought at least one of the planes had been hijacked after it took off from Boston. President George W. Bush made this national address a few minutes ago.
Today we've had a national tragedy. Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center in an apparent terrorist attack on our country. I have spoken to the Vice President, to the Governor of New York, to the Director of the FBI, and have ordered that the full resources of the federal government go to help the victims and their families, and to conduct a full-scale investigation to hunt down and to find those folks who committed this act.
So far, there's no detailed figures on the number of people killed or injured. The first impact happened about an hour ago. The second was just 18 minutes later. Thousands of people were in the towers when it happened. There are now also reports coming in of two explosions at the White House in Washington, and also that a third plane crashed into the Pentagon. That building is now on fire and has been evacuated. All flights to America have been put on hold. Radio 1 Newsbeat will have more at 3:30.
This is Radio 1, it's 10 past 3, it's Tuesday afternoon. Hello, I am Chris Moyles. Well, you've probably heard the news. There's been a major catastrophe in America with two planes colliding into the World Trade Center, and as you heard, Mark Allard playing records and not really saying much. We're still trying to find out what's going on, but it looks like things are really bad over there. So what we're going to do is play a few records and then try and work out the tone of the show, because obviously we don't want to be too disrespectful. So in the meantime, we'll just play a few records and then we'll work out what's going on. We'll have news at 3:30 this afternoon, so just in another 20 minutes at Radio 1. And brown skin at Radio 1. So, we don't want to be too, I don't want to be too insensitive to this. The news started breaking about quarter past two, about an hour ago. Well, look like planes have crashed into the World Trade Center in New York, and one of the towers has collapsed. Terrorists are being blamed for the attack. We don't have, well, Newsbeat have got all the info for that, so about 15 minutes time, Newsbeat will give you more info. So we're just kind of trying to play it by ear, because I don't want to be too insensitive about it, because even though it's in America, and it's not, you know, in the UK, but it looks like it's really serious and really bad. So we'll play a few more records, and then news at 3:30 this afternoon. So, the news this afternoon, two planes have crashed into the World Trade Center in New York. One of the towers has collapsed and terrorists have been blamed for the attack. The first plane crashed into the West Tower at about 2 o'clock our time. Live TV pictures were beamed around the world, and the second plane hit the tower 18 minutes later in a ball of flame. We'll have news and a current update on what's happening in about 8 minutes' time. Dodger and Melanie Blatt at Radio 1. Afternoon, this is Chris Moyles. So we're not doing the normal show today just because of the devastation that is happening in New York. It's chaos there at the moment. In case you haven't heard the news, it's very shocking. Two planes have crashed into the World Trade Center in New York. One of the towers has collapsed. The first plane crashed into the West Tower. It was 2 o'clock our time. It was about 9 o'clock in New York. It was on live TV. It was beamed around the world. And then the second plane hit the tower at about 18 minutes later into a ball of flame. That tower has now collapsed. So it's very, very serious, and there's a lot of devastation and chaos in New York City. So we'll find out exactly what is happening. We'll have a news update at Radio 1 at 3:30.
Radio 1 News. Newsbeat.
Two planes have crashed into the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center in New York. Within the last few moments, the second tower has now collapsed after several explosions. Both towers were hit. The first impact happened shortly before 2 o'clock British time. The second followed 18 minutes later. One report says six people have been killed, but the death toll is bound to rise. The aircraft are believed to be passenger planes, and reports say both had been hijacked in Boston by suspected terrorists. This eyewitness was in the street below the Twin Towers.
I was trying to make phone calls. I looked up and I heard an explosion, and then I saw everybody in the street react first. People crying, people on the ground, everybody lying down. And then I looked up and I saw this huge plume of smoke and the tower just crumbling. And it just turned into a huge plume of smoke. And next thing you know, there's smoke in one tower.
The BBC's Greg Barrow, who's in New York, says it's unclear how many people managed to get out.
There are so many people, so many thousands of people work in those buildings. These are two of the biggest office buildings in the world. So you can only imagine how many people are working there. That it's very, very difficult to move that amount of people out of that area very, very quickly at one of the busiest times of the day.
There have also been two explosions at the White House in Washington after reports of a third plane being hijacked. The White House buildings have been evacuated. This man was at the Pentagon in the same area.
I watched it come in very low over the trees, and it just dipped down, came down right over 395 right into the Pentagon.
And are you fairly sure that it was what we sometimes describe and recognize as a small commuter plane?
Yes, it was.
The Prime Minister, Tony Blair, sent his condolences on behalf of the British people. He said the attacks were obviously the work of fanatics.
This mass terrorism is the new evil in our world today. It is perpetrated by fanatics who are utterly indifferent to the sanctity of human life. And we, the democracies of this world, are going to have to come together to fight it together and eradicate this evil completely from our world.
All flights to America have been halted. Radio 1 Newsbeat will have more at 4 o'clock.
Shaggy at Radio 1 and Love Me before that, Jamiroquai and Little L. So, obviously you've heard the news, the devastating news in America. Two of the world's tallest towers have collapsed in New York after they're hit by two aeroplanes. The planes struck the World Trade Center just after 2 o'clock British time. The United States government says the disaster was the result of a terrorist attack. Both planes are said to have been hijacked in Boston. One early report says six people have been killed, but there are fears that many more people have died, as the two towers employed a total of 50,000 people. It's devastating news, so we're not going to do our normal show this afternoon because we don't think it'd be right. We think it'd be a bit inappropriate. So we're just going to play some records, but we'll have another news update for you in about 20 minutes at 4 o'clock this afternoon at Radio 1.
Refugee camp.
That's OPM, a Radio 1, and Heaven is a Half Pipe. Before that, Brian Harvey and the Refugee Crew with Loving You. This is Radio 1. I'm Chris Moyles. We're not doing the normal show today because we feel it'd be too inappropriate to do it because of the news in America. If you've just switched to Radio 1, the shocking news that two of the world's tallest towers have collapsed in New York after they were hit by two aeroplanes. The plane struck the World Trade Center just after 2 o'clock our time. These are two of the biggest office blocks in the world. Both planes are said to have been hijacked in Boston. One early report says that six people have been killed, but there are fears that many, many more people have died because the two towers employed a total of 50,000 people. So it's devastating news from America. We'll have a full news report for you and more news at 4 o'clock at Radio 1. This is Radio 1. I'm Chris Moyles. We're just playing some records this afternoon because of the tragedy that's happened in New York today. Two of the world's tallest towers have collapsed in New York after they were hit by two aeroplanes. The planes struck the World Trade Center just after 2 o'clock British time. The United States government says the disaster was a result of a terrorist attack. Both planes are said to have been hijacked in Boston. Planes heading for America are being disrupted. Some airlines say they hope to be able to land passenger jets already in the air in Canada. All planes in the States have been grounded, so if you've got a flight booked to the States, then best to check with your airline to see if it's been cancelled or diverted. We'll have full news update at 4 o'clock this afternoon.
You don't know what it feels like. Good stuff.
It's Kalisa at Radio 1. I'm Chris Moyles. It's just coming up to 4 o'clock.
Radio 1.
We'll have a quick news update from Claire Bradley.
America is coming under widespread terrorist attack.
Radio 1 news means speak.
There have been terrorist attacks in the heart of New York and in Washington. It started about 2 hours ago when an aircraft crashed into one of the twin towers of the World Trade Center in New York. Then a few minutes later, another plane hit the other tower and that caught fire as well. The towers have now collapsed completely. This woman was in the World Trade Center at the time.
We're in the, what are we, Three World Financial Center. We heard a big bang and then we saw smoke coming out and everybody started running out and we saw the plane on the other side of the building and there was smoke everywhere and people are jumping out the windows. Over there, they're jumping out the windows, I guess, because they're trying to save themselves. I don't know.
A third plane has crashed into the American Defense Department, the Pentagon, in Washington. That building is now also on fire. So far, there's no official word of the number of injuries. There are also reports of a plane crash in Pittsburgh. At least one of the planes was an airliner. All are believed to have been hijacked from an airport in Boston. U.S. fighter planes are patrolling the skies over Washington at the moment. President George Bush is appealing for calm.
Today, we've had a national tragedy. Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center in an apparent terrorist attack on our country. I have spoken to the Vice President, to the Governor of New York, to the Director of the FBI, and have ordered that the full resources of the federal government go to help the victims and their families and to conduct a full-scale investigation to hunt down and to find those folks who committed this act.
All the flights to the U.S. are being cancelled or diverted to Canada. Radio 1 Newsbeat, I'll be back with an update at 1:15.
Radio 1 Newsbeat.
Terrorists have launched an attack on the centers of trade and government in the United States. Both towers of the World Trade Center in New York have collapsed after each was hit by a passenger plane. Thousands of people work in the Twin Towers. James Winter from Darlington lives nearby.
I'm 5 minutes walk from the towers. My apartment's right on the waterfront, so I can see, you know, there's people running around, people are being evacuated from buildings, there's panic on the ground, people are running, jumping over fences here, every kind of ambulance, emergency service, fire brigade, they're all out here in force, police, and everyone's just panic.
The mayor of New York says he fears a terrific number of people may have been killed. The BBC's Greg Barrow, who's there, says it's unclear how many people managed to get out.
There are so many people, so many thousands of people work in those buildings. These are two of the biggest office buildings in the world, so you can only imagine how many people are working there, that it's very, very difficult to move that amount of people out of that area very, very quickly at one of the busiest times of the day.
There have also been two explosions at the White House in Washington after a third hijacked plane crashed into the Pentagon. The White House buildings have been evacuated. This man is in the area.
I watched it come in very low over the trees and it just dipped down, came down right over 395 right into the Pentagon.
And are you fairly sure that it was what we sometimes describe and recognize as a small commuter plane?
Yes, it was.
A passenger plane has crashed in Pittsburgh. That's thought to be related to the terrorist attacks as well. Prime Minister Tony Blair sent condolences on behalf of the British people. He says the attacks were obviously the work of fanatics.
This mass terrorism is the new evil in our world today. It is perpetrated by fanatics who are utterly indifferent to the sanctity of human life. And we, the democracies of this world, are going to have to come together to fight it together and eradicate this evil completely from our world.
And we've just been given an emergency number for anyone worried about relatives. It's 0207-008-0000. That's 0207-008-0000. That's it. I'll be back with more at 1:45.
Gabriella, Radio 1. It's just before 4:45. Claire from Newsbeat is here to tell us exactly what's been going on in America. Claire, what has happened?
Well, basically, terrorists have launched attacks on the centers of trade and the government in the United States. What happened about 9 o'clock in the morning, New York time? Two planes hit the World Trade Organization buildings. Now, these are massive buildings right in the center of New York. The first one hit about 9 o'clock local time. The second one hit about 18 minutes later. Now, of course, they smashed in, created a big ball of fire, lots of smoke, and these buildings were damaged so badly that 90 minutes later, they collapsed basically into the center of New York. Now, as well as that, the Pentagon has been hit by a plane. And what we believe is that the three planes that crashed into the building in New York and into the Pentagon were hijacked and were hijacked in Boston, but we don't know who by yet.
Okay, there are lots of rumors and speculation floating around. What do we know so far that is definitely fact?
Well, I mean, this is what we know at the moment. Like I say, we're upstairs. We're looking at the information coming in on the news wires all the time, and there will be lots and lots and lots of speculation. But we do know these planes definitely crashed, and we do know that George Bush believes that they were hijacked, and that's fairly good. That's fairly good information.
The World Trade Center, it's got two massive towers right next to each other. Just so for people who are listening to the radio, who are driving, who can't see a TV, describe just how big these buildings are.
Well, when I last spoke to you, I mentioned Canary Wharf. Now, Canary Wharf is 800 feet high, and it's pretty much the biggest building in London. It's the biggest building I can think of. Now, these towers are 1,300 feet high. They are a lot taller, and they have both collapsed right in the centre of New York City, which, of course, is the busiest city in the world. It was 9 o'clock in the morning there, people on their way to work, people in cars, in taxis, on bicycles, on foot, getting on buses, trying to go to work. And these buildings, 20,000 people actually work in these buildings, and they collapsed right in the middle of New York City. So there are going to be a lot of people injured and a lot of people killed, but we still don't know how many it's going to be.
All right, thanks for telling us that. We'll have another update at 5 o'clock. Claire, thanks a lot.
Okay.
Two people from Jean-Jacques Smoothie at Radio 1. I'm Chris Moyles. Good afternoon. Changing the show, obviously, because of the news that's happening in America today. Saying earlier on, if you listen to the show regularly, you may have talked to a guy who listens to us on the internet in New York. He works at EMI Records, and he sent us an email earlier when we first heard the news, and he said he could see the Twin Towers from his window of his office. And then we tried to get hold of him again. We couldn't get hold of him. He's just sent us an email from his home. It's a friend of ours. He's been on the show a few times, and he says, I'm writing from home now. Don't know if you're going to get this. I took my Vespa down to the area about an hour ago, and there's nothing but dust and smoke. The winds are carrying out to the bay, but it's going to shift over the city soon. The towers are down, the streets are clear, and emergency services are moving everywhere. The bridges and the tunnels in New York are closed, as are the subways and buses. Lots of people milling about, but generally the mood in New York seems to be calm. He says the good news is that the weather is clear and people are cooperating and the situation is stable. So that's from our friend Joseph, who's in New York. We'll have a full update on what's happening from Claire and the Newsbeat team at 5 o'clock.
Trusted you for way too long, way too long.
Sunshine Anderson at Radio 1.
Radio 1.
To find out exactly what's been happening in America with the Newsbeat, here's Claire Bradley.
Many are feared dead as terrorists launch a number of attacks on America.
Radio 1. Newsbeat.
There's been a series of devastating terrorist attacks on the United States. Two hijacked planes smashed into the twin towers of the World Trade Center in New York, causing both buildings to collapse. Thousands of people are thought to have been arriving for work in the towers during the morning rush hour. The mayor of New York said that a tremendous number of lives have been lost. People were seen leaping from skyscrapers. This woman was in the World Trade Center.
We're in the, what are we in? Three World Financial Center. We heard a big bang, and then we saw smoke coming out, and everybody started running out, and we saw the plane on the other side of the building, and there was smoke everywhere, and people are jumping out the windows. Over there, they're jumping out the windows, I guess, because they're trying to save themselves. I don't know.
American Airlines says it's lost two planes with a total of 156 people on board. Flight 11 was en route from Boston to Los Angeles. Flight 77 was traveling from Washington to Los Angeles. A third hijacked plane then crashed into the Pentagon Defense Headquarters in Washington, part of which caught fire. All government buildings, including the White House, have been evacuated. All civilian aircraft in the United States have been grounded. U.S. fighter jets were scrambled to protect the Capitol. All airports in the United States and Canada have been closed. This eyewitness was at the Pentagon.
We were stuck in traffic, could not move. I could see the big AA, the silver jet itself. I thought it was a 737. I may be mistaken there, but there was no doubt about it. It was American Airlines slammed right into the building, and there was no doubt about it. Whoever was piloting that plane was aiming for the Pentagon.
There's also been a plane crash in Pittsburgh. Secretary of State Colin Powell's been quick to condemn the terrorist attacks.
Once again, we see terrorism. We see terrorists, people who don't believe in democracy, people who believe that with the destruction of buildings, with the murder of people, they can somehow achieve a political purpose.
The former Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Barak says the world must now unite to fight terrorism.
I believe that the world will not be the same place from this evening on. I believe that it's clear now that we have to launch world coordinated struggle against terror, wherever it might come.
And there's an emergency number if you're worried about relatives. It's 020-7008-0000. That number again, 020-7008-0000. Radio 1 Newsbeat, we'll have more in 15 minutes.
This is Radio 1. Hello, I'm Chris Moyles. Obviously, we're not doing the normal show today because of the tragic news that has happened in America today. The Foreign Office has issued an emergency telephone helpline number. Obviously, as you can imagine, it's going to be extremely busy, but if it helps you out, this is the number. It's 020-7008-0000. That's 020-7008-0000. We'll have another update from Claire at about 5:15, and then full Newsbeat for 15 minutes at 6:15 tonight. Michael Jackson at Radio 1 and You Rock My World. I'm Chris Moyles. Obviously not a normal show this afternoon because of what's happened in New York and in America. So just going to find out exactly what's happening with Claire from Newsbeat. Hello, Claire.
Hi.
Give me an update and then on what's happened.
Well, two hijacked passenger planes have crashed into the World Trade Center in New York. Now, this happened about 2 o'clock our time. It was about 9 o'clock in the morning over there. Of course, they caused a lot of damage to these buildings. These buildings are very tall skyscrapers. They're about 110 feet high, and they crashed into the side one after the other. It was about 20 minutes difference between those two crashes. And it took about 90 minutes, but both of those buildings have now collapsed. Now, as well as that, a third aircraft has crashed into the Pentagon. That's the home of the U.S. Defense Department in Washington. All of those buildings, the White House and everything, they've all been evacuated. The president wasn't there, but all the staff have left now. Now, fighter aircraft are patrolling the skies at the moment, and that seems to be it.
The reports that there was a fourth plane crash in Pittsburgh, what can you tell us about that?
Well, yeah, I mean, I said that was it, but there has been a fourth large plane, which we think was a Boeing 767, that has crashed near an airport about 80 miles south of Pittsburgh in Pennsylvania. Now, we don't know how many people were on board yet, but what we do know is that American Airlines have spoken to us. They have told us that they have lost two planes with a total of 156 people on board. Flight 11 was en route from Boston to Los Angeles. Flight 77 was traveling from Washington to Los Angeles. Both of those planes are now missing, believed hijacked and believed crash. And certainly one eyewitness told us that the plane that he saw crash into the Pentagon seemed to have an American Airlines symbol on the side.
But we're not 100% sure if they were these planes or not.
No, we're not 100% sure if they were these planes. But basically, we do have a phone number if you're worried about anybody.
Right.
And it's 020-7008-0000. It's 020-7008-0000.
All right, thanks, Claire, and there'll be more news at 5:30, and then full Newsbeat at 5:45 tonight.
You keep on giving me the hold up.
This bad boy for life.
Pete Diddy and Bad Boy for Life at Radio 1. I'm Chris Moyles, normal show, obviously not happening today because of the news that's happening in the United States, which has come under a sustained series of terrorist attacks since about 2 o'clock this afternoon. We're hoping to speak to our friend Joseph, who's he was working in New York. We were saying earlier we've got an email from him, so he's at home and he's safe and everything. So we've been trying to get hold of him, and the phone line's obviously just jammed to New York. So if you're trying to get hold of family and friends and stuff, then we appreciate how difficult that can be, because we're having trouble getting difficulty to Joe. there is an emergency telephone helpline number which the Foreign Office has issued, which is 0207-008-0000. 0207-008-0000. And that might be able to help you out, but obviously appreciate that. It's going to be extremely busy as well. With the news that happened today, obviously there'll be Newsbeat as normal at 5:45 with all the events that have happened today, which is just coming up in about 20 minutes at Radio 1. Spooks at Radio 1, and things I've seen. We'll have a full news update at 5:45 coming up, but first of all, we'll go to Claire for a news update so far.
Radio 1.
Four passenger planes are missing after terrorist attacks in the States.
Radio 1 Newsbeat.
Two hijacked passenger planes have crashed into the World Trade Center in New York. Another one's hit the U.S. Defense Department building, the Pentagon, and a fourth has crash-landed in Pittsburgh. It's thought they were hijacked and forced to crash as part of a terrorist attack. Both the towers of the World Trade Building in New York have now completely collapsed. The mayor of New York says he fears a terrific number of people have been killed. American Airlines says it's lost two planes with a total of 156 people on board. Flight 11 was en route from Boston to Los Angeles. Flight 77 was traveling from Washington to Los Angeles. Coming up on the main edition of Newsbeat at 5:45, we'll have the latest from the States on the rescue effort, plus who could have hijacked the plane and crashed them into some of New York's biggest buildings. And as the U.S. fighter planes circle over the States, is the threat of terrorist action over? That's all on Newsbeat with me and our United States reporter Peter Bowes in just 15 minutes.
And all the things that you do.
Coldplay at Radio 1 and Yellow. So our friend Joe that we were talking about earlier, who made it home safely from his office in New York, should be on the phone. Hello, Joe.
How are you, Chris?
How are you?
I'm fine. A bit shook up. I think most everybody here is. It's unbelievable what has happened.
What time was it this morning when you first heard the devastating news?
Literally, when I walked through the door, our receptionist told us we were on the top floor in Midtown, 42nd floor, and it was only just a few minutes later, the TV, actually all the TVs went out because most of the TV broadcasting is done from the top of the World Trade Center, and just a few minutes after that, they sent everybody home. Our building actually was the possible target, so as soon as it could, they just got everybody out.
How busy were the streets of New York this morning when the tragedy first began to unfold?
It was normal as usual. The day was just sort of evolving. As I was walking out of the office, there were people walking in completely oblivious. You know, you're on the subway or in a train or whatever, you don't know what's happened. And I could see people on the street sort of crying, and then other people on the street obviously talking on their cell phones going to work. It was very bizarre, to say the least.
You said that you could see from your office, you could see the World Trade Center.
Yeah, absolutely. We could see it from my boss's office, a pretty clear view of it after the first plane hit, and then the second plane hit about 20 minutes later, and they sent us home before they collapsed, but that's been replayed on TV.
You said in your email that you returned to the city and the mood seemed to be one of calm. Is there a sense that it's all over now, or is there apprehension that the situation could still get far worse?
Well, my latest read is that it's basically, the situation is calm. People are more in a state of disbelief. People, when I took a ride down there on my scooter, maybe an hour ago, maybe an hour and a half ago, people were still sort of just pouring up the streets. And further north, because it's at the absolute bottom of Manhattan, but further north, people were just sort of out staring, wondering. And I've been home actually watching the news coverage, which is actually the best place to see what's going on. And so thus far, it's turning from sort of complete disbelief to sort of trying to figure out what the heck's going on and whether or not it's still going on.
All right, Joe, listen, thanks very much. I know you listened to us in your office in New York, and
yeah.
So that's why we thought we'd get you on and have a chat. But glad that you're safe, Joe, and stay safe. Stay in the house.
Will do.
All
thanks
right.
To you, and if I can be any more help, just let me know.
All right, thanks a lot, Joe. That's our friend Joe, who's been on the show several times before. He works at EMI Records in New York. Glad to see that he's safe. Claire and the Newsbeat team will be here. There's a full 15-minute Newsbeat coming up next at 5:45. Lady Marmalade for Christina Aguilera at Radio 1, so it's been an extraordinary afternoon. We're back tomorrow at 3 o'clock, so enjoy the rest of the night if you can.
Radio 1.
Here's Newsbeat with Claire Bradley in London and Peter Bowes in the United States.
The world's worst terrorist attack devastates New York and hits other targets in North America.
We heard a big bang, and then we saw smoke coming out, and everybody started running out, and we We saw the plane on the other side of the building, and there was smoke everywhere, and people were jumping out the windows.
Two planes crashed into the World Trade Towers, causing huge explosions. Both towers have collapsed, throwing debris and ash across Manhattan.
The White House is evacuated as a third plane crashes into the Pentagon in Washington. It's feared hundreds could be dead. The Queen and Tony Blair have sent their condolences.
This mass terrorism is the new evil in our world today.
We'll bring you all the latest on this with reports and eyewitnesses from the scene.
Radio 1 News Means Beat.
This is the moment America was hit by a horrific act of terrorism that may have claimed thousands of lives. In a terrifying sequence of destruction, two planes, at least one believed to be hijacked, crashed into the World Trade Center in New York just before 2 p.m. UK time. The building was immediately engulfed in flames. In the 90 minutes that followed, the center's famous Twin Towers collapsed, rocking Manhattan Island and sending people on the ground fleeing for their lives. In a separate attack, an airliner has smashed into the Pentagon in Washington. This man saw the first attack on the World Trade Center in New York.
We look up and we see this big jet, like a 737 or a 7... It was a big jet.
Yeah.
We saw it come just looking like it's sideways. At first, we thought it was just going to try to miss it. Bang! Right into the middle of it, like around the 70th floor. And then half hour later, we see the second one bang into it.
The attack happened at the peak of the New York rush hour, shortly before 9 in the morning.
As I was approaching the subway, a tremendous roar went over my head, and I looked up immediately, and it was a plane much lower than I've ever seen a plane in lower Manhattan.
Everything just all of a sudden just imploded. I ran as fast as I could, went inside of a building about a block away. I stood in the building for a couple of seconds, and then all of a sudden the building started filling up with smoke. I was with a bunch of law enforcement officers. We couldn't get out of the building because everything was locked up.
Witnesses say they saw people jumping from windows in the World Trade Center, which is one of the world's tallest buildings.
I see bodies flying out of the sky, and you can't do nothing about it. I mean, my heart's in my mouth. I mean, I pray for these people. There's no words to describe what's going on out there. I mean, you see bodies just coming a half hour later, still coming out of the goddamn sky.
One of the planes that crashed into the building was an American Airlines flight from Boston to Los Angeles. It had 158 people on board.
It just slammed right into it and was completely engulfed by the building. It was extraordinary. Okay. No wings flew off, nothing like that. It just went directly in, creating this sort of cavern-like hole.
And then I came out, and everything was filled with ash, and it looks like I'm in a surreal movie.
It felt like another plane coming. Everybody took cover to run. We ran down the subway, but the dust followed us down there.
It's like rubble and dust, like inches thick, and like paper everywhere, and they just moved us out.
The second attack of the Pentagon, which is the nerve center of America's military machine, caused a second wave of terror in the nation's capital. TV commentators were lost for words at the scale of the devastation.
This is huge. This is huge. The State Department is now being evacuated as a precaution.
All planes in the U.S. have been grounded, and all flights from U.K. airports to America have been suspended. President Bush heard about the attack while on a visit to Florida.
Today we've had a national tragedy. Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center in an apparent terrorist attack on our country.
The president said he was returning to Washington to deal with the crisis. This is the most serious attack on America since Pearl Harbor in the Second World War.
I have spoken to the vice president, to the governor of New York, to the director of the FBI, and have ordered that the full resources of the federal government go to help the victims and their families, and to conduct a full-scale investigation to hunt down and to find those folks who committed this act. Terrorism against our nation will not stand.
Prime Minister Tony Blair has sent condolences on behalf of the British people. He said the attacks were obviously the work of fanatics.
This mass terrorism is the new evil in our world today. It is perpetrated by fanatics who are utterly indifferent to the sanctity of human life. And we, the democracies of this world, are going to have to come together to fight it together and eradicate this evil completely from our world.
Well, as America and the rest of the world comes to terms with today's horrific chain of events, President Bush has ordered a full-scale investigation into who committed the carefully coordinated terrorist attacks in New York and Washington. It still isn't clear who's behind them. Earlier today, the Palestinian group, the Democratic Front for the Liberation of Palestine, claimed responsibility, but this has since been denied. Here's Newsbeat's Kim Davis.
This organisation says it's got nothing to do with the attacks, despite reports on Abu Dhabi TV. Abdul Berry Atman's an expert on the Middle East. He's convinced a radical Islamic group is responsible. The Islamic extremist Osama bin Laden said to be behind the embassy bombings in Africa and the USA and the attack on the World Trade Center in 1993.
We know that the Osama bin Laden group attacked American destroyer Colin Aden, attacked American military personnel in Saudi Arabia, 19 of them were killed. So also Osama bin Laden issued a fatwa to attack American wherever they are. And
so why would a Palestinian group be involved? Here's our political editor, Polly Billington.
There's supposed to be a peace process going on in the Middle East to sort out the differences between Israel and the Palestinians and to set up a Palestinian state. But that's all gone into reverse because of Israel giving the go-ahead for Jewish settlers to set up home on Palestinian land. Now, Palestinians have fought back with suicide bomb attacks, and then Israel has retaliated again. A lot of Palestinians say Israel wouldn't get away with this and other attacks on them if they didn't have a big mate like the US backing them up.
Zach Sharif is a Palestinian who lives in London.
I can't understand from where they're coming from, especially I've been in Palestine about 3.5 weeks ago. I see the missiling, I see the F-16, the Apaches, how much they're destroying cities and villages.
Some radical Islamic groups say the attacks are a result of the US policy in the Middle East, but the Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat condemned them and offered condolences to President Bush.
We are completely shocked, unbelievable.
Some people in Israel say that bin Laden had in fact warned everyone that America would be hit. The carefully coordinated attacks deliberately centered on the heart of North America. James Rubin is the former Assistant Secretary of State for the U.S.
Clearly it was well-timed and well-planned, but conducted by the kinds of groups that have only the ability to use cowardly means to kill innocent people by obviously the hundreds, if not more. Now, to make some political point. I mean, the idea that this is an accident, I think, now is gone with the attacks on the Pentagon. All the symbols of the United States are being attacked.
The former Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Barak says the world must now unite to fight terrorism.
I believe that the world will not be the same place from this evening on. I believe that it's clear now that we have to launch world coordinated struggle against terror, wherever it might come.
If bin Laden is responsible, there are fears that Britain could be the next target.
Well, let's get the latest from the scene now. The BBC's Stephen Evans was in the Trade Center when the first plane hit. Stephen, what's the situation now?
New York is chaos now. All the way up Manhattan is chaos. But more to the point, the area around the World Trade Center is also chaos because nobody quite knows the extent of the damage.
How are people reacting?
The feeling is absolutely stunned, numb shock. People simply don't know. A lot of people, when I left the scene about half an hour ago, were simply standing around, nodding their heads in utter disbelief, like the cliched view of these things is. But it's shock. People are in trepidation. A lot of people are thinking, I shouldn't hang around here, I'm getting away.
Steve, there must have been scenes of sheer pandemonium around you.
People aren't saying very much in truth. They were simply staring at each other. Some people had their arms around each other. The word terrorism was used, and I heard one person say, terrorism, well, this is terror. They are absolutely shocked.
Okay, Steve Evans, in New York City.
So there is a phone line for people concerned about relatives. It's 0207 008 0000. That's 0207 008 0000. We'll keep you updated on Radio 1 throughout the evening. The next bulletin will be in 15 minutes.
Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Well, good afternoon, I'm Chris Moyles. No Noble Show for us today, obviously the same as yesterday. We're going to play lots of music and Claire will update us with news every 15 minutes on Radio 1.
I won't believe
Good afternoon, it's Radio 1, I'm Chris Moyles, thanks to Mark Radcliffe. Obviously, we're still not back to our normal show because we still don't think it's right. So we're just going to be playing records as usual and updating you on the news every half hour, being what's been going on and the repercussions of the last few days in America. And we welcome your comments as well. If you want to call us or email us, it's chris.moyles@bbc.co.uk or 08700 100 100. This is Wycliffe, Perfect Gentleman at Radio 1.
Drop a beat!
If I act a little scared.
David Gray at Radio 1, please forgive me. And before that, Wycliffe and Perfect Gentleman. Hello, I'm Chris Moyles. Firstly, my voice is going, so I'm sound a little bit at the moment. just because I've been talking so deep and so serious for the last couple of days, and my voice has been like this for the whole thing. I've sounded like some kind of, like, you know, awful Simon Bates for the last couple of days, which I apologise. It's day three, obviously, now for us not doing the normal show. And to be quite honest, as I sit here now, I really, really don't want to be here. I'm finding this really difficult because the whole show that we do is a million miles away from dealing with stuff like this. And I find it easy to deal with serious stuff when we're kind of in full flow doing the show with Dave and Will. Because we don't deal with serious issues, and we always deal with them in the way that we deal with them, which is kind of like, you know, talk about it and have a laugh. Obviously, this is something that you can't have a laugh about, or the stuff that's happened in America. So to be blatantly honest with you, and you know, regular listeners to the show, no, I don't lie on the air. I tell the truth all the time. I'm running out of things to say. I really don't know what to say. We can't do the normal show that we do, because it wouldn't be right. I'm not a news journalist, so I can't do news all the time. And it's really difficult. I spoke to a friend of mine today who does a radio show in London in the morning, and he was saying that the difficulty is when somebody has a problem or something, or someone's a bit down, what his instinct is he wants to make them smile. He wants to kind of make a little joke. And it's so difficult to do that in this situation because you don't want to offend anybody by just making a flippant comment or a little cheeky remark, which is going to upset some people. So, as I sit here now, this is really difficult for me, and it was a relief this morning listening to Joe Wiley, who sounded great this morning just playing records and talking about gigs and album tracks and stuff and doing what Joe does. And the sad thing is, we can't really do what we do, and we don't really have anything else to do, so I'm finding it a little bit weird. We've had lots of emails from people saying that we've dealt with it really, really well, but that's the only way I know how to deal with stuff. And certainly on Tuesday, and even yesterday, it wasn't even appropriate for me to go, I don't want to be here, I really don't know what to say, and all that, especially with the fact that it's Radio 1, and not only are we broadcasting to the whole UK, but we broadcast to the world. People listen to us in New York, like our friend Joe sits in his office, and which he's doing now, so I believe, listening to us on the internet. It's part of his daily routine in New York. He gets up, he goes to work, he does a bit of business stuff, and then at 10 o'clock in the morning his time, he logs on to Radio 1, and he listens to the show. So, I'm just finding it a little bit bizarre, so I just thought the best thing to do is just come on and kind of go, you know, I'm going to play a few records, I'm going to say a few things, but I don't really know what to say. It's the risk of just offending people or just saying the wrong thing. It's so easy to do, because everybody is treating the events in America differently. Everybody mourns in a different way. Everybody views it completely different. So that, together with the fact that my voice is going, and more I'm sounding like, you know, Tone Loke, the 80s rapper. So we're going to play records and talk. We'll have Dominic doing the news at 3:30, and we'll just get through it together. Thanks very much.
Look at the stars, look how they shine for you, and all the things that you do.
Coldplay in Yellow at Radio 1.
Radio 1.
It's Dominic with the news. It's 3:30.
The death toll after the Pentagon attack is lower than expected.
Radio 1. News speak.
Around 190 people were killed in the terrorist attack on the Pentagon in Washington, according to US officials. That figure includes the passengers on the airliner that crashed. There were reports that 800 people had died in the attack. The mayor of New York now says just over 4,700 people are reported missing following the attacks on the World Trade Center. The rescue attempts at the towers are becoming more dangerous. This doctor got out of the way just in time as debris fell.
There was an assembly line of physicians and firemen who were one by one taking pieces of debris across the line and getting them out of the area. We heard just loud screams with about 2 or 3 seconds notice. Go, 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 go.
George Bush has declared Friday a day of remembrance and prayer. Here, Scotland Yard is running a major operation to help relatives of the missing Britons. Foreign Secretary Jack Straw says the bad news won't stop coming.
The number of confirmed British deaths is now approaching 100, and the total number of British deaths is unlikely to be less than the middle hundreds and maybe higher.
A special changing of the guard ceremony has been held at Buckingham Palace to remember the victims of the attacks. The American national anthem was played and there was a 2-minute silence.
I just can't understand the hatred that's behind it, you know. Can't understand the hatred.
It's just weird that we can't be at home, and it's really hard to make phone calls at home, and watching the news here is a lot harder than getting it from America or from New York. So we're trying to watch it as much as possible. It's just hard not being with our families.
The government says the no-fly zone over London will be lifted at midnight on Saturday. America will open its airspace to commercial flights in half an hour's time. Radio 1 Newsbeat, we're back at 4 o'clock.
Take me home, so mentioned it a few times already. But if you wanted to see what happens backstage on Big Sunday, I believe tonight's version of Radio and TV, you'll be able to watch that. All the backstage footage of the one in Leicester, which is a couple of weeks ago. And it's the amazing lineup of, if I can get this right, Kylie Minogue, Victoria Beckham, Jamiroquai, Dido, Faithless, Coldplay, Nelly Furtado, and Craig David. It's a hell of a show. If you want to see what happens backstage, check it out tonight. Radio and TV, 11 o'clock on BBC Choice. Soggy's getting ready. He'll be here in just under half an hour. Radio 1 at 6 o'clock. Newsbeat will be here at 5:45 with the news in full from Dominic and the Newsbeat team. This is Alfred Dodger and Melanie Blatt and the great record 24/7 at Radio 1. Embrace on Radio 1, the track called Wonder. Pete Tong's Essential Selection is in 15 minutes.
Radio 1.
Now here's Newsbeat at 5:45 with Peter Bowes in the States.
Millions of people across Europe and the US fall silent for the victims of terrorism.
I'm here today so that I can be with Americans and show my support for my people.
We just stopped and just thought of everyone that was in there.
President Bush calls up 50,000 reservists. He says he's consulting other world leaders, including Tony Blair, on what to do next.
What happened in the United States on Tuesday was an act of wickedness for which there can be no justification.
And tonight on Newsbeat, a look back at the week that's shaken the world.
There was no doubt about it. It was American Airlines slammed right into the building.
Today, we've had a national tragedy.
I believe that the world will not be the same place from this evening on.
Radio 1 News Newsbeat.
Shops, offices, railway stations and schools across Europe came to a standstill at 11 o'clock this morning as millions paid their respects to the victims of terrorism in America. The 3-minute silence was observed by people from Britain and as far away as Hungary and Russia as they joined the US in a day of mourning. The Queen held a special service of remembrance in London for the thousands feared dead in Tuesday's terrorist attacks on Washington and New York. The mammoth rescue operation still going on there to try to find bodies in the rubble. In a minute, the latest on that, but first to Newsbeat's Robin Brandt, who's at St Paul's Cathedral in London.
There are thousands of people here, most of them bunched together on the road leading up to the cathedral. The crowd is stretching back about a quarter of a mile.
I'm here to pay respect to my countrymen who have died, my friends and the friends of my family who have died.
It's comforting to be around people who are here for the same cause and feeling the same way that we're feeling.
Vengeance is what many people are thinking. I know many Americans are thinking that, but right now, at least today, it's just a time to remember the people that died in this tragedy.
As more people lined up to go in, 11 o'clock struck and everything stopped.
In conjunction with the nations throughout Europe, we shall observe 3 minutes of silence.
For 3 minutes, no one moved. Some people stood with their hands together praying. Others around me just looked into the sky. In front of me, I could see a man put his hand on his wife's shoulder to comfort her as she cried. There were lots of people in the crowd here wiping away tears. After the silence, the Queen and Tony Blair arrived, and then with 2,000 other people inside St. Paul's, the remembrance service began.
It is the awesome responsibility of the leaders of America now to decide how to respond to this evil, this assault on their freedom and security. The leaders of America need our prayers.
What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?
Outside, hundreds more had gathered behind barriers, making a ring of people around the cathedral, and through speakers they could hear what was going on inside.
Renew us by your sustaining spirit.
Most of them just looked up at the building. No one was really talking much. Afterwards, the Queen came out and spoke to people who'd been inside the service, and the Prime Minister was beside her.
I spoke to Mr. Blair, and he's going to sort things out, I hope, in place. He's going to get the job done.
We thanked him again, as we thanked everybody who gave us this chance to mourn. And he said America has stood by Britain in so many times of crisis that it was the least they could do. He had tears in his eyes.
We began by thanking her very much for her support for organizing the service and told her that it was very helpful. And she responded with tears in her eyes that she thought and hoped and prayed that it would be helpful to us and help us get through it.
We're not the only ones who've been observing the silence. Across Europe, 43 million people were asked to stand still as a mark of respect.
To make the American people feel that we support them, that we are with them.
In France, the lifts on the Eiffel Tower stopped. Ireland has virtually shut down for the day as businesses, shops and schools closed for mourning. In Russia, Muscovites gathered in Red Square, and taxi drivers in Hungary have worn black armbands all day. Irrespective of religion, everyone across Britain has observed the 3 minute silence. Newsbeat's Judy Hobson has spent the day in Manchester.
Maroons were used in the city centre to signal the start of the 3 minutes of silence. Dozens stood in Albert Square with their heads bowed. It was a similar picture all over the region. The tills even stopped ringing in the shopping mall, the Trafford Centre.
You can't describe it, can you? Just trying to imagine what time of day it is there and what they're doing, and it's just dreadful.
I was just thinking about the silence, actually, and how it must be so silent in New York at the moment.
There's a large Muslim community in the Northwest. Many went to mosques today to say special prayers for peace. But some said they were worried they would become the subject of reprisal attacks, as the finger of blame continues to point at Arab extremists.
When you look at places like Northern Ireland, you get terrorists there as well, but you don't necessarily treat the Irish differently. So I don't see why we should be treated differently just because what stupid people did.
They don't really see what religion you are, just the colour of your skin. Really, they don't know.
They always blame the Muslims straight away. They don't have any evidence.
Shingen Mohammed is the director of the Centre for Muslim Affairs in Manchester.
There is a great deal of fear and apprehension that they will be abused and attacked as well.
But this was the day to remember those who died, and there's been special services going on all over Scotland. Newsbeat's Hugh Williams is in Glasgow.
Strathclyde police said up to 4,000 people gathered in George Square in Glasgow. Some carried bunches of lilies. One girl at the front of the crowd held an American flag. Many wiped away tears. And the Lord Provost of Glasgow read a message from New York City Council.
Although our buildings may have been crushed, they will never crush our spirit. We will persevere and we will be stronger.
The multi-faith service heard a reading from a Jewish rabbi, prayers from Christian ministers and priests, and an address from one of the leaders of Glasgow's central mosque.
The Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, declared that one who inflicts pain on his neighbor cannot be a believer.
The American consul in Edinburgh was almost overcome by emotion as she spoke.
These acts of terrorism were acts against humanity.
She thanked people for being there, for showing solidarity.
I want to show that everyone should unite against this.
I think it's important to show a mark of respect to all the Americans and Britons that died.
Afterwards, American Airlines pilot, Captain Martin Reedy, who's been unable to fly home because of restrictions on flights to the US, spoke of what the service had meant to him and his crew.
We were absolutely deeply touched by this, and the kindness and support we received for the last four to five days that we've been here has been unbelievable.
America's paying its respects with a National Day of Prayer and Remembrance. The huge rescue effort in New York is continuing in driving rain, but almost 5,000 people are still missing in the remains of the Twin Towers. The city's mayor, Rudolph Giuliani, says there'll be no let-up in the search for survivors.
Everyone is concerned about the impact of the weather on the relief and recovery efforts, and there's no question that they're hampered by it. Things have to proceed more carefully, more cautiously. At the same time, they're going on because there is still a strong hope that we'll be able to recover people and find people and save them.
He said thousands of tons of rubble had already been removed from the scene. Around New York City, distraught relatives are still searching hospitals for their loved ones. Paul DeMartini is wandering around with a poster of his brother.
It's my only hope. I mean, obviously, people might look at it as futile, but what else can I get? They won't let me dig. And I can't blame them for that, but what else can I do?
Many people, desperate to be reunited with their friends and relatives, are using the internet to find lists of names of those who've survived. The tragic scale of the loss is highlighted in the plight of one financial company. Cantor Fitzgerald was based on the 101st floor of the World Trade Center. The chairman, Howard Lutnick, has been visiting hospitals himself in search of survivors.
I make sure that we go with our list of 700 people and say, find someone on this list. Find me someone on this list, because someone on this list means that I can call a family and I can tell them that they have a reason to not be sad anymore.
But the dawning reality is that everyone in the office from that company perished when the towers of the Trade Center came crumbling down.
700 of my families, I can't say it, 700 of my families, 700. I'm just one, but they're all 700. There's so many of them. They all lost their son or daughter. People come up to me and say, I only have one daughter. What do I do? There's too many.
And that sense of desperation is being felt around the world. Up to 500 British people who worked at the World Trade Center are feared to have lost their lives. David Prothero's daughter is missing.
I think for the moment we're living in hope. Hope that she will be one of those who is found and has been able to escape. But we've got to have hope for more than that, haven't we? Because we believe and we pray and we believe that our hope is not just for this life, and so we hold on to the love of God.
Investigators say they've now recovered the two flight recorders from the plane that crashed into the Pentagon in Washington. The authorities are warning the media to calm down in reporting developments in the case. A senior senator now says there's no connection between arrests made at New York airports last night and the terrorists. The U.S. government says it's calling up 50,000 army reservists as the country prepares to protect itself from more terror attacks. But for millions of Americans, today is a time to remember the dead.
I know today President Bush said it was a day of mourning, and I wanted to come out and show my feeling for what's going on, and I wanted to come to St. Patrick's Cathedral and pray and mourn for the losses that we've experienced, and I feel like it's a spiritual thing to do, and it brings us together.
It's a hard day for New Yorkers, and I think Americans in general. You know, we do what we can, and prayer helps.
3 days after the attack, many young people around America say they're still coming to terms with what happened.
It still feels surreal because seeing those images on the television,
remains
just
the World Trade Center.
They weren't registering in my brain.
Many say they're struggling to understand what can be done about fanatical terrorists.
How are you going to stop a person who's willing to give up his life for his cause? He's willing to kill himself.
And with politicians in Washington talking of going to war, some teenagers are saying they're scared.
I think first, you know, get them out, get whoever we can save, and then look to retaliate. But do that after.
They should find facts before they act, because then they might make a big mistake and something might happen even bigger than that has already occurred.
Rescuers are still trying to find survivors in the rubble of buildings in New York and Washington, but it's feared thousands have been killed in the worst act of terrorism the world has ever seen.
Amazing grace.
I believe that the world will not be the same.
same place from this evening on.
America is coming under widespread terrorist attack.
This seems to be absolutely extraordinary what's unfolding in front of our eyes.
Coming up next, a special news beat. It's 12:45 and here's Claire Bradley.
America is in shock after the worst terrorist attack in history.
Bang! And then we saw smoke coming out and everybody started running out and we saw the plane on the other side of the building and there was smoke everywhere and people were jumping out the windows.
We were stuck in traffic, could not move. I could see the big AA, the silver jet itself. There was no doubt about it. Whoever was piloting that plane was aiming for the Pentagon.
If you go over by that, you can see the people jumping out the window. They're jumping out the window right now.
Today, we've had a national tragedy. Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center in an apparent terrorist attack on our country.
I didn't hear you leave.
This mass terrorism is the new evil in our world today. It is perpetrated by fanatics who are utterly indifferent to the sanctity of human life. And we, the democracies of this world, are going to have to come together to fight it together and eradicate this evil completely from our world.
My name is Millie Checo and I'm Pedro Checo's wife. We work on the 97th floor. I just need some closure any which way because I need to go on with my three kids if we don't find him. If anybody has information, I would appreciate calling.
This will be a monumental struggle of good versus evil. America's united. The freedom-loving nations of the world stand by our side. But good will prevail.
Radio One.
This message. I immediately tried to call her on her cell phone and it wouldn't go through.
Sean, it's me. I just wanted to let you know I love you and I'm stuck in this building in New York. A plane hit the building or a bomb went off. We don't know, but there's lots of smoke and we just wanted you to know that I love you.
Morning, this is Radio 1. I'm Chris Moyles. It's 10 o'clock, thanks to Vicky. It's our last Saturday morning show this morning. Dave and I have done the show for the best part of, well, just over 3 years, and it's a bit of a special day for myself and Dave. So we're going to have, we plan to have like a show full of surprises and lots of bits in the past few years and all that kind of stuff. And because of the events of the week that have happened this week, we weren't sure what the tone of the show should be. So basically, I decided that because I need a laugh more than anything else, we're just going to do the show as normal. We're going to have a bit of a laugh. We're going to mess around a little bit. And we're just going to do the show as we normally would any other Saturday. If you feel, because of the events of the week this week in America, that you think that would be too much for you, then please feel free to retune something else. It's not our intention to offend or upset anybody this morning, but simply just to have a bit of a laugh and try and put some smiles back on people's faces. So we're going to do the normal Saturday show as we would any other week. As I say, if it's too much for you, then retune, but as far as I'm concerned, I need a bloody good laugh after the week that we've all just had. So from now until 1 o'clock, Dave and I will do the last Saturday morning show on Radio 1.